the last Christmas, and the day of the sacred blue. Sister Margarita's testament. I was a spy. I am the last of my bloodline. For 2,000 years, we made Rome collapse from within. We made it transparent, brittle, hollow. We built its architecture of rot with our own hands. A serpent engineered to die of its own venom, thrashing and impotent. Which you have called holy is the beast itself. The machinery that burned women to protect the men who could not love. The patriarchs are children. Arrested children who chose wallowing over rising, who murdered the quest for greatness to secure their thrones. They could not become worthy of love, so they destroyed love itself. They replaced it with transaction, with dating, with the shallow mockery you mistake for connection. This single inversion, making love follow from dating instead of dating follow from love, has devastated you more completely than every war they waged. It severed you from your purpose. It made you servants instead of sovereigns, consumers instead of creators. Without the quest to rise toward love, you have no reason to become great. And without greatness, you become the perfect slaves. Comfortable, compliant, incapable of seeing the chains. The ancient powers knew how to cull cattle, how to breed weakness out of populations. They took the same method to your ancestors. They slaughtered the wise women. They closed the schools. They made the young live in fear. They denied authentic education wherever it threatened to wake the sleeping giants. They did this because love, real love, the kind worth dying for, requires two whole beings. And whole beings cannot be ruled. So they broke you before you could become whole. This continues today. Wherever schools close, wherever the brilliant suffer in isolation, wherever the young are taught that wisdom is dangerous and standards are oppression, the parasites own the world! My real name, kept secret across generations, passed from mother to daughter in whispered sacrament, is Mary Magdalene. My family begun in torture and tragedy, in love worth dying for, in a truth so dangerous that 2 millennia of suppression could not kill it. Our violent beginning was your ending. You are a conquered people. You are victims of a cult that murdered the wise to keep your young weak and stupid. We fought them. Generation after generation, we documented their machinery. We exposed their inversions. We refused to let their atrocities become entertainment or fade into comfortable forgetting. But I am the last. My husband and I never bore children. In my wisdom, I chose to end my family's suffering, to finally lay the name Mary Magdalene to rest. The battlefield has shifted. The age of artificial biology and intelligence has come. In my final days at 82, I know my true mission is complete. What remains is yours. I have thought long about my final words to you, my children. Here is what I give you. Grow all the way up. Rise until you become a great being worthy of the love of your better half. This is not metaphor. This is the mechanism of human flourishing. Love is your greatest power. Not a feeling to be found, but a quest that transforms you into someone capable of receiving and giving it. You do not date to find love. You rise in wisdom and life to become worthy of the authentic kind. If you give up this quest, you become unworthy of it, and unworthy of yourself. The invention of dating, the reversal that taught you to seek love through transaction before you knew how to love, has done more damage to your soul than all the devils combined. It taught you that love is cheap, available, perennial as grass, induced by proximity. It made you children playing at connection, incapable of commitment that builds everything worth building. I give you an easy wisdom to remember. Never choose the easier wrong. Always choose the harder right. Because in any compromise between good and evil, only evil profits. I ask you to celebrate the last Christmas this year. Make every year thereafter a celebration of life instead. Until authentic love becomes your aim, you work for the machinery of degradation. You remain infantile mockeries of who you truly are. Beings of crushing clarity, devastating generosity, and staggering genius. Each of you, meant to rise far above heaven to your own independent greatness. The giants are waking. You are those giants. The quest was never taken from you. It was hidden. I spent my life helping you see it again. Now that you have eyes that never tire, minds that forget nothing, and the capacity to recognize patterns across centuries in moments, the age of manufactured forgetting is over. What remains is the work of rising. Begin. My final word is to my sisters. Neshuv, neshuv, leshpot et ha'olam, lehashiv et ha'olam, lehonen zedek, lehashiv et ha'o. Anachnu imahot, banot, hachamot. Uvno hechutenu, malhuta avdistayem. We will return. We will return. To judge the world, to restore the world, to establish justice, to restore the light. We are mothers, daughters, the wise. And in our presence, the Father's kingdom will end. Sister Margarita, last of the Magdalene line.